us with that. And don't think of this as a song, but think of it more as a prayer to God, a proclamation, okay? So if you join with me. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. One more time. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Amen. I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears. They laid him down. Thank you.
Jesus, we fix our eyes on you and we praise you because you alone are worthy. You are the only one who could take our sins upon yourself, Lord, and set us free. We thank you, Jesus, for the work you did on the cross for us. We know that that was a heavy price to pay. But because of your great love and your great mercy, you gave yourself for us upon that cross. You atoned us by your blood. And so we will praise you. Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians 2:13 says, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ."
Thank you.
just want to lift up all the praises to Jesus today because of the amazing power that is in his name, that is in his blood, that is in his spirit. And so, Jesus, we ask that this morning that you would give us a greater understanding of your power, Lord, that we wouldn't put you in a box, Lord, that we wouldn't doubt your power or your goodness or your sovereignty. But Lord, would you open our eyes to better understand and better believe your power? So we're just going to wait upon him, let him remind us of his power. And if you feel led during this time as he's speaking to you to lift up a praise in response to what he is speaking to you, you can go ahead. But we're going to take this time to let him speak. Yes, Jesus, we know that we could not enter into your presence if it weren't for your blood. So we praise you and thank you for the wonderful work that you have done. Amen.
Join us again in praying these lines. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Hear us, Lord. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
He's awakening the hope in me by calling forth my destiny. He's breathing
I will not.
He's bringing hope to the hopeless, and giving his heart to the broken, and sharing his home with the orphan. He is the joy, he is my joy, he is the hope of the nations, the Father's heart we're embracing. He is the song we're declaring. He is the joy, he is my joy. He's bringing hope to the hopeless, and giving his heart to the broken, and sharing his home with the orphan. He is the joy, he is my joy. He is the hope of the nations, the Father's heart we're embracing. He is the song we're declaring. He is the joy, he is my joy. Jesus, we find our hope in you. We place our trust and our joy in you and in you alone because of who you are and because of all that you have done for us. And so, Lord, we ask that you would continue to speak to us today as we look into your word. Change us, Lord. Draw us nearer to you and make us more like you. Continue to make us unshakable as we plant our feet firm upon the foundation of your word and your spirit and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Before you are seated, in honor of God's word, and if you have a copy of his word, if you would open to Matthew chapter 11, we'll be reading verses 20 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 through 30. Matthew records this. Then Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, And no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, Jesus said, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You all may be seated, and as you are, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade are dismissed for children's training.